This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
On the Capricorn Breakfast, let's go back to Lekompo Philip, a Mall of the North issue. Right now, we're joined by Colonel Stephen Attacking
from the South African Police Services. Colonel, good morning. Welcome. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. Greetings once more to the listeners of Capricorn FM.
Thank you, Colonel. Maybe let's start with understanding what exactly happened at Mall of the North and what can you confirm about the reported stabbing incident?
Yes, actually we can confirm that there was a group of about 1,500. Now, according to our preliminary investigation, this is what we discovered, that there's a TikTok that is called Fill the Mall campaign. So it's youngsters under the age of 16 years, 16 and under, that goes to the mall, and then thereafter a lot of stuff. And then also we understand that there's a kind of music called Lekompo that is being played. And also what is actually a concern to us as the police of Polokwane is that they are actually sending adults to buy them liquor, and also adults are conceding to that, to buy liquor in the bottle stores there at the mall. And then a lot of stuff are happening. And then we can also confirm that there was a stabbing. Somebody, a 22-year-old student, I think he's a City College student, who was stabbed with a knife. And then we got information until we found him at the hospital, at one of the hospitals in Polokwane. And then that's when we advised him. So we've got all his particulars. And then, of course, after leaving the hospital, and then a case will be registered. And then also, we can confirm as well that there was a robbery, and then where two cell phones were robbed, tablet and cash. That's actually the whole actually robbed items amount to 17,690. Now, we mentioned that this is a concern to us as the police, especially our youngsters being involved into this. We had to call our public order policing to come, because as we understand that this must end almost, that was Saturday. Actually, when they are together, it must end at 22 hours. But we managed to stop it and then ensure that by 1800 hours, and then all the young people have been dispersed there at that particular mall. And we want to applaud the CPF and then Business Against Crime, and Lieutenant Colonel Mato, and then also the visible policy members of public order, in fact, of Polokwane and public order policing. So, but we want to send a clear-cut message to say this act will never be tolerated. We want to send a message to parents to say, know where your child is. It's important that you know the whereabouts of your child. Otherwise, if you don't take care of your child, we will phone you to say your child has been arrested, and then so that the child can face the might of the law. We want also, we believe the children are also listening, to say if you are involved in criminal activities, we want to send a clear-cut message to you to say we will make sure that you actually face the full might of the law. We have juveniles who are facing the criminal acts, in fact, criminal charges against them. So if you further continue doing this, we will actually ensure that you fully face the full might of the law. Mm. And with those words, actually, we want to discourage this act and then to say they must stop, and then if they don't stop, and we will ensure that we take action against this youngsters.
Yeah. But, Colonel, thank you so much just for coming through and sharing the clarity and giving that heed, that message that parents can heed, the warning as well to our youngsters. I appreciate your time, Colonel. That's Colonel Stephen Taking from the South African Police Services in Limpopo.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.